Tillerson didn't drop any bombshells at the Anchorage meeting, but he hinted the U.S. might pull the plug on the Paris Agreement.
We're not going to rush to make a decision. We're going to work to make the right decision for the United States.
Former State Department negotiator turned climate change activist Rafe Pomerantz says pulling out of the Paris Accord would be very bad news for Florida. Now, Pomerantz chairs a group called Arctic 21. He points to new research showing that sea ice and permafrost are melting faster than previous predictions and threatening an increase in sea level rise.
The fate of Greenland is the fate of Miami. Citizenry of the rest of the country has a stake in what happens in the Arctic.
Floridians can no longer afford to ignore the latest bad news coming from the top of the globe, Pomerantz says.
Sea level rise is an existential threat to Florida, and the Arctic is one of the big drivers of that.
The Arctic Council's latest report is called SWIPA, for snow, water, ice, and permafrost in the Arctic. Among the findings is that the Arctic Ocean could be completely free of ice in the summer as early as 2030. NASA scientist Walt Meyer, a primary author, says that's as much as 50 years earlier than the models predicted just a decade ago.
You know, that's going from something that young kids today maybe would see in their lifetime, more likely their children or grandchildren would see, to something that, you know, young kids will almost assuredly see in their lifetime.
Meyer says that means sea level rise will also be worse. Instead of rising by an average of 32 to 45 centimeters by 2100, the new projection is between 52 and 74 centimeters. The range depends on whether nations follow the greenhouse gas limits set by the Paris Agreement. Meyer says the extra foot would be noticed.
That can make a big difference. That could be the difference between a bad storm and a catastrophic storm in terms of flood damage and things like that.
Meyer agrees Florida can escape the fallout from a more rapidly warming Arctic.
Glaciers and Greenland are melting and losing ice faster than expected, and there are new pathways to lose ice. And that, of course, has direct ramifications on coastal areas like Miami that are near sea level.
Meyer calls the SWIPA report concerning.
Based on what we've been seeing changing in our state of knowledge over the last 10 to 15 years, that is a little bit scary because, you know, as we find out more, it seems to be getting worse and worse.
Earlier this week, Senate Democratic Leader Oscar Brainin of Miami participated in a climate change forum in Fort Lauderdale, organized by young activists and environmental groups like Moms Clean Air Force. The forum focused on the effects of climate change on minority communities. Brainin says it's ironic that President Donald Trump wants to pull out of the Paris Agreement, especially considering that his beloved winter White House is in Palm Beach.
Mar-a-Lago would be underwater. The Trump Hotel on Sunny Isles would be underwater. He owns a lot of property that will be directly affected by this climate change.
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.